We are back with another episode of the O-Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube and get notified when new episodes go live. Or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting service. I don't know what that is, but maybe I'm not on the thing you listen to. So if you have found this podcast and you're like, man, I really listen to this, you know, all my podcasts on, you know, the something app, the pod scribble app, I don't know. And we're not there, or I'm not there. It's only me here. Let me know in the comments, and I will get it on that platform. Unless it costs, like, money, and then, you know, I won't. Because this is a makeshift operation. I got it all set up, and there's no money in it. So subscribe on YouTube and like and hit the like button and all that stuff. And tell a friend. Today's episode is about all the little changes that have come to WWE and will continue to come to WWE in the future. NXT recently rebranded for their move to the CW. They've left USA, now they're on CW, and they made a big splash. They unveiled a new look, new logo, a new world title designs, and I believe the arena changed quite a bit. I'm not sure. I didn't get to watch. I tried watching, honestly. I tried, downloaded the CW app, and I couldn't find the show. I don't think I knew what time it was on either. Nevertheless, I watched a couple clips on YouTube, and I saw things had, you know, updated, and they are fine. You know, I feel like NXT has been in flux since it was rebranded as the third brand, right? Like, they had the NXT 2.0 debacle that many people liked. I think a lot of people liked that very splashy, colorful version of NXT. That was the Braun Breaker era, if I remember correctly. And then the version of NXT that came after that was, you know, I believe they just went back to gold when they still had some of the splashes of color, and now they're the silver era for some reason, which someone pointed out on the nets that the last version, the version we just left of NXT, fit more comfortably with CW's branding. I don't know. It's neither here nor there. But if you've noticed, since the TKO merger and this whole new era of WWE has come about, there have been a lot of welcome and some, you know, questionable, I would say, changes to WWE production, to how the brand looks. I mean, just look at the past, like, 6 months or so. We got, I don't even know if it's been 6 months. It's probably been a little bit more, but we've gotten so many new titles, so many title designs, and, like, the Raw titles, which I still do not like. The Raw tag team titles, which I do not like. The SmackDown tag team titles, which I love. I think they're the best title designs in the company. There's the new IC title that Jey Uso just got. And by new, I mean it's just like a very welcome update where they put some splashes of color inside there. I think they even changed the leather. I can't remember exactly, but it's the same IC title, but they put the ocean blue inside the globes, which is great. Give that title a splash of color. And then you look at the NXT titles, the silver and black one, and it's so plain. And it's like, have you learned nothing from what fans have been asking for in terms of your title designs? Like, they need color. It needs some personality. And then on the main roster, they've been experimenting with different camera angles, and there was those very early on use of drone cameras that were flying around the arena. They just stopped doing that. But they have Joe Tessitore now testing out new folks at the desk while other folks are off commentating on football. It feels like a toddler rapidly growing and having to, like, put on new clothes and things just don't fit right. And this is coming from a father who's actively watching kids outgrow their clothing. That's what WWE feels like. It feels like they're growing out of their, like, adolescence, and all their clothes are too tight. So like, I need new things. I need to try new things. I need to figure out what my size is now. And that they're molding and shifting to become this larger media company. And a lot of the changes, like I said, are welcome. Like, while I don't like the Raw tag team titles, I think it's great that they split them out and put them back on the show. I love the camera angles. I love the presentation updates that have been made to the show. All the little quality of life things that you maybe don't notice at first, and then you go, oh, I didn't really catch that almost subtle thing. Like, they'll have a ticker on the side of the episode of SmackDown or Raw saying, this is what's coming up, this is what happened earlier. There's, you know, very good cinematic vignettes getting played out. This Triple H era of having to watch the background of an interview so you can get, you know, little tidbits of like, ooh, what's going on back there. For example, on Raw, there's a whole storyline of Xavier Woods basically turning heel, and he had an interaction with Kofi Kingston on Raw, and in the background you see Karrion Kross walk in the frame and just watch this interaction between these two, and then slowly saunter off as they kind of get together with their New Day chants. There are great little things going on here and there. And then, like, you get to NXT, where they're constantly in flux. They have no, I don't know. I don't watch NXT enough to know how much the changes have affected fans of the show. I don't think it has affected many people all that much, but it does feel like NXT, every couple of years, they're just like, we got to do something different. We got to switch it up. And I'm not sure that's the right play. The original NXT, while, you know, it's dated and you honestly, you can't just stick with the same thing all the time, I still feel was the best version. Not first, the one with the black mat and the black and gold, and it felt different. It felt very unique to the NXT brand, and now it just kind of feels in line with the main roster, which I suppose is fine, but why take away the personality? Why not add some, right? And now that they've stripped out the gold and they're moving to silver, I don't know. The presentation had to change for, I guess, the CW audience and being on, it's not cable. It's local. I can't remember what local TV. I haven't had regular TV in so long. But as the brands grow and as things move on, things change. Like, SmackDown's logo changed and their presentation, and like, SmackDown's presentation has gotten a huge upgrade, in my opinion. One of the better changes that have come to wrestling. And now another change that's happening: Raw is going back to 2 hours starting next week on USA. So Raw is going to be a 2-hour show, a tighter show. And I did a whole episode about how SmackDown needed to move to 3 hours because there's just so many stars on that show that are not getting highlighted, and now Raw is going back to 2, and I'm oddly happy that Raw is going back to 2, and that's on a purely selfish level, because on a Monday night I am spent by the time Raw starts, so by 11 o'clock I'm out. So it'll be great to have, you know, that 8 to 10 block of Monday night Raw, but then I'm missing out on an hour of wrestling, so I have to find that hour somewhere else in the day or in the week. So maybe I'll tune into NXT. My point is that I had no topic for this episode, and I just wanted to ramble off some stuff for 10 minutes because I didn't do this episode on the specific time I was supposed to. I didn't have a topic, and I didn't want to disappoint the 4 people who listen to this show. So I do it for you folks. But yeah, the changes are welcome. Some, not so much. Let me know in the comments what your favorite changes to the WWE brands have been in the past couple of months or year. What's been your favorite? What's been the worst? Sound off below. Thank you so much for listening to me ramble about nothing, really, for the past 10 minutes. I will catch you guys in the next episode. I swear I'll have a topic. And don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.